Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off today's daily editorials with an update from Nucor Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol NCAU and on the OTCQX under the symbol NCAUF. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Luke Alexander. Now, Luke, following up on news that came out yesterday, January 27th, we have some more drill results from the Enchi Gold Project, this time from the Siyum area as well as the Quachikrom area. A total of 24 holes released, 15 holes at Siyum, 9 at Quachikrom. Let's start off with these 15 holes at Siyum. Some of the headline results: a little over 2 grams per ton gold over 24 meters, and about 2 grams per ton over 22 meters. That was in hole 82 and 83. Let's start off with Siyum. What are the updates you can give us in terms of where these drill results come from on the Siyum deposit, and a general overview of the results, please?
Yeah, thanks, Corey, and hi to all your listeners. So we put out results on our additional results on Siyum. We've talked before on this show about some gap areas that we had both at Boeing and Siyum. So those results we put out on January 7th filled in about a 1 kilometer gap at Boeing. And these results that we've put out at Siyum, a lot of them focused on about a 700 meter gap area between our northern pit and our central pit. So they were all step out holes focused on that gap area. And as we expected, they returned good mineralization. And over time, what we're expecting is that it'll just create one large pit between our northern pit and our central pit. So that's all very positive. Additional results that we released at Siyum were focused down on the southern part of our Siyum deposit area, and that's some of those highlight holes that you talked about, 24 meters of 2 grams in oxide, as well as about 2 grams over 22 meters, just getting into the fresh rock or the sulfide. So again, very happy with those results, and looking forward to continuing to drill at Siyum and ultimately look to step out and continue to expand the overall size of the resource in the pits.
So in terms of these gap zones at Siyum, it's something you and I talked about in that last webinar we did at the beginning of the year, but just remind everybody now how big this gap area was that you just drilled and what this now makes, at least strike-wise, the Siyum deposit.
Yeah, so the Siyum deposit, there was about 700 meter gap in the northern part of the deposit between the northern and central part. So overall, we've kind of defined about 2 kilometers of mineralization there, and then in the southern part where we released some additional results, that remains open to the south, and we're continuing to drill there and looking to expand. But that's about 1 kilometer in strike in that area as well. So lots for us to continue to drill and expand on, but happy with the results that we got out with this press release.
Now, when do you think we will see this other gap zone being drilled? Because there were 2 gap zones at the Siyum deposit.
We will put some additional holes in 2021 into that gap area. But given the results we've had in some of the holes to the south, we'll probably look to further extend the drilling down to the south and kind of chase the vein heading in that direction, given the grades that we got from the drilling.
All right, let's move on to the Quachikrom results. 9 holes here. These were following up on some prior holes released from the past drill program. Some of the results here, 1.43 grams per ton gold over 26 meters. This included about 3.3 grams per ton gold over 9 meters. These holes were a little bit deeper in the system. What updates can you give us from Quachikrom?
Yeah, so a number of the holes that we put out for Quachikrom, the 9 holes, as you highlighted, they were deeper, and they were actually follow-up holes on some of the drilling that we did at the end of 2020 to chase some of the good results that we had from that drill program and start to chase those veins at depth. We've identified about a half kilometer or 600 meter kind of strike length at Quatchikrom. Remains open both to the north and to the south and at depth. So we're very excited about the results that we had in 2020, as well as the results that we just released to the market. And we view this as the next area that's going to get added to our overall resource, and look to define a pit here over time as we continue to drill it out.
Okay, now that's important to understand, is that Quatchikrom does not have a resource on it right now. Approximately how much drilling has been done at Quatchikrom?
In total, we've had about 30 holes drilled at Quatchikrom, combination of historical holes as well as the ones in 2020 and the ones that we just released today. So it's still relatively limited drilling, but based on the success of that drilling, we can start to see where we will over time be able to wrap a resource around that. And we're very excited about hopefully bringing that into our resource over time.
So, Luke, one thing I noticed about some of these drill results is that it's a blend of some of the results being in oxide material, others being in sulfide. The first drill result at Seum, that 2 grams per ton over 24 meters, that was in oxide. The other 2 grams over 22 meters, that was in sulfide. And also at Quatchikrom, both those are the headline number that we mentioned there, that's also in sulfide. Any significance here?
No, it's just, again, given the success, I mean, if you look at the cross-section that we released for Quatchikrom, you'll see that we had good past drill results in the oxide, so 24 meters at, call it 0.9 grams per ton. So we've put some deeper holes below those initial results, and that's gotten us into the sulfides, and that's just kind of what we'll do as we go forward, is continue to drill deeper and expand these targets at depth as well.
So, Luke, one thing that I'm noticing, and it is through all these conversations that you and I are having, because the company is releasing such consistent drill results and you have a big program underway, 58,000 meters, I've noticed fairly consistent grades. It seems like you guys are consistently drilling around, let's say, 1 gram per ton up to about 3 grams per ton over some fairly consistent widths. Can you summarize some of the recent drill results and actually address that comment that I made? Are or have these drill results been fairly consistent?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you think of areas like Seum and Boeing, I mean, we're stepping out along strike and at depth at these deposits. And as a result, we've got a very good geological understanding of the deposits. And as a result, the grades seem to be pretty consistent with the historical drilling that we've done, and ultimately will add to resource over time. Areas like Quatchikrom, and the reason why we've prioritized that area specifically and had a bunch of follow-up drilling that we've that we did at the end of last year and that we released this week is ultimately because we had good results from there, and we're following up on that, so not surprised by the consistent results that we're getting from that follow-up drilling. And then we've got other advanced stage targets across the property as well, where we've had good historical drill results that we're going to do follow-up drilling, and we'd like to hope that we're going to get similar results to what we're getting at Quatchikrom, which is results that are consistent with the historical drilling that's been done. One of the areas I might highlight is Arati. So that's at the northern end of our property. We haven't drilled there since kind of 2011-12, and we'll get back up there this quarter and drill for the first time. But we've had good past drill results up there, and we'd look to hopefully have a similar kind of trend as what we've seen at Quatchikrom, which is the follow-up drilling is consistent with past drilling and starts to move these towards a resource area, as well as areas like Nkwanta and Tokasia, which we'll look to drill for the first time and hope to make some discoveries there. So it's that kind of multi-prong exploration approach that we're taking that we think is going to create the most value for shareholders.
All right. I'll post a link to the webinar that you and I did, again, about a couple weeks ago, because you did outline all of these targets. And just to bring everybody up to speed, quick summary is that some of these initial targets, like Siyum, like Kwachi Krom, it is maybe the lower hanging fruit to add near term ounces. And that is, I know, one of the goals of the program. But you guys also do have a PEA coming out, planned for at the maybe beginning of Q2. What updates can you give us on the PEA while tying in these current results?
Yeah, so we're planning on having a PEA out end of Q1, more likely beginning of Q2. So that will incorporate the updated 1.22 million ounce resource that we put out last fall. So we do have a historical PEA, which had a 712,000 ounce in-pit resource. We obviously increased that to 1.22 million ounces. So we think that will further underpin the fundamental value for our project. But also one of the really nice things and advantages that we've got in Ghana is we're getting our assays back in a 2 or 3 week turnaround time from our assay lab. So all of the results that were put in just before our Christmas break, we've now received all of those back from our assay lab, and we released a number of those this week with our Siyum and Kwachi Krom update. But all of those results will feed into that PEA. So about 18,000 meters of drilling was completed in 2020, and we're able to get that off to our consultant who's doing our PEA, and they'll be able to incorporate that into that PEA as well. So another one of the real advantages of quick assay turnaround time, as well as a number of the holes that you'll see released at Kwachi Krom and Siyum. Those are actually follow-up holes on results that we got from our 2020 program. So we're able to adjust on the fly and obviously go after areas that we've had good results, given we're getting those assays back so quickly.
So what's the drilling that's going on right now? In the news release, it says 3 rigs currently on site, 2 additional rigs anticipated by the end of this month, so pretty soon. Where are these rigs focused? What updates can you give us on what's happening currently?
So we've got 2 RC rigs drilling at the moment. Those RC rigs are focused on continuing to expand resource, as well as follow-up drilling at Kwachi Krom, where we've had very good results. And then we'll also use those RC rigs to drill areas like Siyum South and Nkwanta Tokasia. We've got 1 diamond rig currently drilling on site. That's putting some of the first deep holes ever into this project. It's currently drilling at Boeing. That's where one of the 3 areas where we've got the best geological understanding. So it's drilling at depth there, and we're going to look to expand the resource below the existing pits. And then we've got 2 additional diamond rigs, which will be showing up in the next couple of weeks. So that'll take us to a total of 5 rigs drilling, and look to get the drill program completed by the middle of this year, which is when we get into the rainy season.
All right, Luke, we'll wrap it up here. Again, I will post a link to that webinar that you and I did, as well as this news release that you and I have just talked through. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get those addressed by Luke. And if we have enough questions come in, I will bring Luke on for a special interview just to address all those questions. Luke, thanks for your time today. I'm sure we'll be chatting again as we get some more drill results coming out in the near term.
Thanks a lot, Corey.